Sheriff, thank you for joining us.
Well, good morning.
Well, what do you think about all this?
Well, I think there's two issues here. First of all, whether or not you agree with the death penalty, the governor has just usurped the choice of voters. So that's one thing that's going on. And the other, you have to think about the victims and the families. He's basically just given the middle finger to voters as well as the families of the victims that these people now on death row have victimized.
What do you think about when he says our death penalty system has been by any measure a failure?
Well, I don't think that it's a complete failure. I will acknowledge that with new science, with DNA, that there have been people cleared who have been on death row. You know, our justice system, the jurors, the judges, they do the best that they can with the evidence that they have. But I think when you look at the overwhelming majority of the cases, that the right thing was decided.
So if we get it wrong with the death penalty and somebody is incorrectly executed who was not guilty, is that just something we have to live with?
I think it's something that probably could have happened already, John. And we have to reconcile that, you know, in our own minds. And there's two things with the death penalty. Is it to penalize? Is it a punishment? Or is it a deterrent? So I don't think there's any question that if these people were not in prison, that we would have more victims.
Well, he says death penalty has provided no public safety benefit or value as a deterrent. Neither one.
I don't think that's accurate. I do not think that's accurate.
Seems like if you get murderers off the street, that's kind of a public safety benefit.
That's a benefit. You know, if somebody gets away with that and they're back on the street, if there's no punishment, what's to keep them and what's to actually empower them? It empowers them to commit more crimes. They know that nothing's going to happen to them.
You know, what I find interesting, good morning, Sheriff, by the way, Sheriff Margaret Mims on the phone with us here. What I find interesting about this is that he brings in a racial aspect of this that I just had never even considered. And he says it's, you know, it's discriminated against defendants who are mentally ill, who are black and brown, can't afford expensive legal representation. And he points to that more than 6 in 10 people on California's death row are people of color. At least 18 of the 25 people executed in the United States in 2018 were mentally ill, had brain injuries, so on and so forth. These are things that I had never even considered. Any thoughts about this?
Well, we have to think about the population. Like, for instance, our population in Fresno County is probably... when you talk about people of color of all races versus Caucasian, is probably 6 in 10. In Fresno County, I don't know what the makeup would be in California, but you have to take a look at those.
Yeah, I mean, he just brings up a lot of things here that, you know, I think kind of what's going on here, Sheriff, is that, you know, we have 25 people now that have gone through all their appeals. They look like they're ready to go. And I think he's looking at that, and he says there's a lot more behind them. I think he's looking at an 8-year run here where he could be the execution governor. And it doesn't look to me like he wants that label.
No, obviously he doesn't want to do that. And I really am disappointed because I did know that he had said while he was running for governor that he would respect the wishes of the voters, and now he's not done that. And that's disappointing. In fact, it was voted on in 2012 and then again in 2016. And remember, in 16, it wasn't just to uphold the death penalty. It was to streamline the process. So the voters actually voted to kick it up.
Yeah, they voted. Not only do we not want to repeal the death penalty, we want to speed this process up because it drags on too long. And it certainly does. You know, we don't really. This is the thing. I think a lot of people in California have just given up.
I think you're right. You're worn down. It just wears you down, and apathy sets in. I heard you talking about the numbers. I'm sure he's looking at the numbers, And politicians do that, and pollsters do that. They look at the trends, what direction is it going. He might feel safe.
I don't see the thing is, with all the issues we have in California, I don't see this as an issue that gets him beaten in an election. You know, there's too many other issues.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I don't think so. I don't think so either. I'm waiting to see what crime victims do, because this is an opportunity for crime victims to stand up. And some of these people that are on death row have committed some pretty grisly crimes. And I think some voices need to be heard from not just law enforcement, but from crime victims saying, we thought that there was no possibility that this person was going to get out. And the direction that we're going, when we talk about trends, so this is the first step to get rid of the death penalty. What's the next step? Life in prison doesn't mean life in prison anymore.
Well, that's
exactly.
Christina's argument.
That's my point.
Yeah.
We have the death penalty to keep people behind bars for the rest of their lives. You know, we may not execute them, but at least I know where they're going to die.
Yes, and I just see the trend going now where they're going to get another bite at the apple for freedom.
You know, the thing I find, we had Blake Gunderson on from the DA's office, and he pointed out that this announcement came on the anniversary of the Marcus Wesson murders. And, you know, that's kind of ironic in all of this. One of Fresno's, you know, most gruesome crimes. And, so, you know, a person like Marcus Wesson, I don't want to see walking the streets again.
Well, and when you think about, so let's talk about the Marcus Wesson case as well as the Yule case with Dana Yule.
Right.
The felony murder rule is now gone away. So since neither one of them actually killed anybody, remember Marcus got somebody else to kill.
That's right.
Those children. And so did Dana Yule. He had somebody else. Are they going to be eligible to be released because of their primary crime might have been conspiracy to commit crime? If they've done the time for that crime, are they now eligible for freedom?
Just makes you wonder, you know, all the laws that we're passing and now this in California, it's like we're decriminalizing criminals.
Well, we're going to reduce crime by making it legal.
There
and
you go.
I have to give acknowledgement for that line to Mr. Mike Reynolds. He's the one that I heard say that, and it was so spot on that I repeat it, but I've got to give him credit for it.
Say it again.
They're reducing crime by making it legal.
There you go. Sheriff, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims there on the phone with us, giving her reaction to this executive order the governor is expected to sign at 10 o'clock this morning, placing a moratorium on executions in the state of California.